Hey there, and welcome to the Empowered Half Hour, the podcast that's all about empowering you to overcome any obstacle and tap into your true potential. This podcast is for you, the big dreamer, the goal getter, the business builder, the legacy maker. If you want more in life, then you are in the right place. I'm your host, Becca Powers. I'm a high-achieving career mom of a blended family of four kids, now all young adults, and I'm married to a first responder. By the age of 36, I had traumatically lost both my parents. Personally, I've had to rise above deep grief and learn to tap into my true potential so that I could live a life of optimized health, wealth, and fulfillment. And that's why I'm so passionate about sharing these incredible stories of our guests. Our guests come from all walks of life, from executives to entrepreneurs, from high achievers to stay-at-home parents, to authors to athletes. Our guests share their trials and their triumphs and how they turned their impossible to possible. I encourage you to find yourself in the stories of our guests, and together we will change our trajectories. I believe that you have unlimited potential inside you, and when unleashed, you could change the world. So let's jump into this week's episode of the Empowered Half Hour and let the stories of our guests empower you in the direction of your super big dreamy dreams. Okay, I'm feeling pretty pumped. It's clearly time for some positive tea. Let's jump in the episode. It's tea time, baby. Here in March, it is International Women's Month and Employee Appreciation Month. And because of that, I am so thrilled to bring you this week's episode with my business partner, co-founder, and Chief Operating Officer of Powers Peak Potential, Lene Looney. So Lene has a background in technology, marketing, sales, etc. But what is really awesome about this episode is that she talks about how her corporate background eventually led to a layoff, which then led to the opportunity of us meeting and her co-founding Powers Peak Potential with me. So there's a lot of undertone of optimism, hope, something great coming from something bad. And in the episode, talking about the power of and. The power of and is something that is one of my favorite teachings in our catalog, and it is expansive. It allows you to embrace all that you are by saying, I'm this and I'm that. And Lene's story is just such a testament to the power of and. And without further ado, let's get into the episode because it's tea time, baby. Welcome to another episode of the Empowered Half Hour. And as usual, I'm excited to bring you this week's guest, but I'm really excited to bring this week's guest because it is my business partner, my co-founder of Powers Peak Potential, and the one that I get to have my business ride or die bestie, hopefully for the rest of my life. So let me introduce you to Lene Looney. Lene, say hi to everybody.
Hey.
Hey. So Lene and I met 3 years ago. To give you a little bit of history, Lene and I met 3 years ago when I needed a project manager because I was doing all the things all by myself and pretty much failing miserably. And I had my first outwardly public facing thing, which was Harness Your Inner CEO. The book launch was coming up. I had needed to do a bunch of things, and I needed someone to help me with the things and to help manage me because I'm a hot mess. You know, I need someone to manage me.
It's very true.
So through a series of connections, which is weird in itself because it was definitely meant for us to meet, met Lene, and I just knew we were destined to be friends. And I had no idea then that it would turn into a business partnership and now a full-blown company where we are speaking and training and putting out books and content that helps people. I'd never in a million years would have guessed that this is what this would turn into. What about you?
Yeah, I was going to say you and me both. I had no idea. I'm glad we are where we are.
Heck yeah. Let's get the audience to know you a little bit. I met you when you were consulting and doing some project management, but
What got you there? What's the backstory before we met?
I had worked in a bunch of different industries, and then I had landed in telecom communication and was working there for a few years. And then all of a sudden, COVID hit. I was busier than ever. And all of a sudden, I got a call and I was laid off. They were restructuring the company and doing layoffs. So I was a part of that. I'd never been laid off in my life, and any job switching had been because I wanted to. So it hit me really hard, and I had a few hard days where I didn't want to get out of bed. And then I was like, oh, I need to figure out what I want to do with my life. And lo and behold, it was weird too. I had a friend that reached out and said, hey, I have this acquaintance that needs a project manager. Would you want to do consulting for her company? And I was like, sure. Yeah, I need to do something with my life, right? So I started doing that. And my first client I was introduced to was Becca. And
I was your first. I didn't even know that.
Yeah. Yeah. You're so happy. My very first client. And I met you. And same thing from the first moment I met you, I was like, who is this? I think that there's something here. I felt like I had known you my whole life.
Yeah, like a million years. We were like,
yeah, like a million years. And then we started working together on the book launch for Harness Your Inner CEO. And I feel like the rest is history. But yeah, there's a lot.
I do want to go back to the layoff part, because I still work full time at Cisco. We just went through a round of massive layoffs. I know in the tech industry, company after company, and even outside of telecom and tech, we're still seeing a lot of companies having residual effects from COVID and doing layoffs. So what kind of positive message can you share with listeners if they are experiencing a layoff or might be faced with one?
The biggest advice I can give is you have to feel it. Obviously, everyone beats themselves up for feeling that, because again, it happens to so many people. When I got laid off, everyone's like, oh, it's happened to me one or two times. You know, it is hard. And I felt so guilty for feeling bad about it. But then it just comes down to you got to pick yourself back up, right? And figure out what you want to do next and realize that even if it feels like the worst thing that's ever happened to you, which it definitely did for me, that it put me on a path that led me to where I'm at today, which is exactly where I want to be and doing exactly what I want to do. So even if it seems like the worst thing, just know that everything happens for a reason and it can put you on the right path to where you need to go. So just go with it.
That's awesome feedback, because I did go through a massive, I've been laid off twice too, but one of them I would consider was massive and like blindsided. I had no idea that was coming and it was devastational. But then on the other side, like you were saying, it's led me to where I am today. And so I think that's the best advice. Feel it, honor it. It's devastating. It's painful, but also know that on the other side, it might end up being like the best thing that happened in hindsight. So
for sure,
that's a really positive message. That's awesome. In this transition phase of coming out of a layoff and then coming into project management, then eventually, you know, we do what we do. But what is like one challenge that you really, or obstacle that you've really had to face within yourself to get to where you are today?
Well, one of the biggest things was when I was working as a consultant and met you, and I started going through this transitional thing where it's like, I know this isn't what I want to do forever, but I don't know what I want to do. And through a series of events, I figured out maybe I need to strike out on my own and do my own thing.
Yeah, it was really cool to watch.
Yeah. That helped me come to that realization. But that was hard within itself. I mean, being an entrepreneur is not for the faint of heart, for sure. But I decided to start my own company, project management company, and take on a bunch of clients. And I was going to do it all and do it for myself. And that was great and a lot and wore me down, right? It was good, but it was really hard. But again, it taught me a lot and it helped me figure out then the next step and where I wanted to go. So it was just, they're all stepping stones. They all have a purpose and they all brought value to my life, as much as stress, but value to help me get where I am now. So it's all worth it.
I love that advice of stepping stones, because sometimes we think it's like a straight line to where we want to be.
Not.
It's not. Yeah. So that is really good. One of the things that I think would be really cool for the listeners to understand too is like the evolution of things. So you've heard Lene talk about the layoff led to the project management role, and the project management role led to her opening her own company. And what led us to forming Powers Peak Potential? Well, we were at a conference a year ago, April.
Yeah.
And I don't know, we were feeling it, man. We were watching some speakers. We had time with ourselves and our spouses. And the more we got to talking, we're like, why are we not going all in on this thing that we do? Because if we were, like, we would change the world. Maybe that's ambitious, but that's how we feel sometimes.
No, that's true. That's just facts.
Like, we're just going to change the world. But we really did get pumped up. And we decided last April, April 23, to become a company. And we co-founded Powers Peak Potential and really started building this speaking and training business, and very much focused on books as well, so that we're getting frameworks out there and really helping people do everything from overcome burnout to stand in their power and harnessing their inner CEO to returning to radiance, which is upcoming. But that's really more about like owning your inner strengths than shining it back out into the world. So I feel like the work we do is really important. But why don't you tell me why you're passionate about it?
I don't know. It was something I had never done before, in the sense of when I met you, I never had self-care or self-awareness or wanted to do self-improvement, anything like that. It was just survive all the time. It was go from one job to the next, trying to advance my career, get somewhere else, go to a different division, go to a different industry. And it was just all of those things to make money. And it was all to just make money to take care of my kids and my family. But none of it was what I was passionate about or what I loved. And back in my background, I had worked in healthcare and in administrative healthcare and marketing and stuff. That seemed like it mattered. What I did affected people's lives. And that was something I was really passionate about, but it burnt me out so bad. And then everything after that was trying to chase that where it helped somebody or it mattered to somebody what I did. And I just never got that. And then I started working with you and your book and books and all of that. Just, I saw that it resonated with people and it made a difference and it changed their lives and their course as it did for me. I was like, what I do matters again. This is awesome. This is so wonderful. And I want to make a difference. And now I know that I have to take care of myself in the process. My life matters and my well-being and happiness and all of that. It was just this huge evolution of, oh, I matter. What we do matters. This is what I want to do with my life. And yeah, let's go for it. And to be passionate about something really gives you that driving force to get it done. There was that missing piece in my career. It had to matter to me for me to really go after it mm-hmm. and to get it done. I got that by doing what we do, which is helping.
It makes me tear up because it's that transformation to hearing you and seeing you say that back to me is very moving. And then you mentioning too, like seeing it happen to other people. Like I feel like we're very privileged that we get to see Absolutely. Transformations in the individuals and then also like the businesses.
Yeah.
Touch too.
Yeah, getting that feedback that as the individuals change and as the individuals figure stuff out, that then it changes the company. Because again, it's from the ground up that things change.
Love it.
I love it. Seeing it in live time is so rewarding and fulfilling.
Oh man. So let's talk about lessons and ahas. Oh my gosh, guys, if you could only understand what we've been through and what we've learned and what we've discovered and how many times we've had to pivot. Like Lene was saying, entrepreneurship is not for the faint of heart, especially when you're building a personal and professional transformation brand. You know, you need to make sure your work lands, but then also figuring out how to market how your work lands takes a lot.
You have to transform. You have to evolve, and that isn't always done overnight.
No. But whether it's part of your lesson from your personal transformation or something you've learned through the business, what is a current like aha or lesson that's up for you that you might be able to share with the listeners?
I think it comes back to never stop trying and striving to get where you want to go and to be what you want to be. Because It's a driving force. It really is. And sometimes you get stuck because you don't know. And that's really when you met me, I didn't know. I knew I was good at a lot of things. I knew I loved a lot of things. I was passionate about a lot of different things. But how do I put that into one path, right? And go for it and make something out of it. It was really hard. So it takes time and effort and reflection to figure that out. But then once you know, go for it, no matter what, no matter which up, down, over, which way it takes you, go for it and never stop trying because you'll get there. If it's meant to be, you will get there.
It is the empowered half hour, but I love to just highlight that that really is such an empowering message because sometimes we don't give ourselves permission to pursue the thing that is calling us, or we don't give ourselves the time and space to figure it out. Like you said, it doesn't happen overnight. But please, if you take anything away from this episode, take away that time, space, reflection can get you on your path, and that it might not be straight, but it'll be rewarding as hell.
Absolutely, for sure. I wouldn't change any of it. We always say that we're like, nothing we did was for a reason. It's always turned into something, but we couldn't see it till this step, once we got this far. So it's all going to be worth it, and it'll all help you get where you need to go. So just ride it out. Even though it's tough, even though it's unsure and all that, it'll be worth it. So just keep pushing forward.
Love it.
Pausing the podcast for just a second because I have something so cool that I want to share with you. Are you a personality test junkie like I am? I know that I have taken everything from human design to Gallup strengths to DISC to Enneagram, you name it, I'm taking the test. And my love for personality tests has turned into a work persona type quiz for you guys. I have spent the last 20 years leading in corporate America, Fortune 500 organizations, and I have learned a thing or two about the different personality types. So this quiz has the outcomes into four primary types: the sage, the superwoman, the savvy, and the supernova. Which one are you? You're going to have to take the quiz and find out. But each unique work persona has its own set of setbacks, its own set of strengths, and I'm all about amplifying those strengths. So I want to get these results into your hands so you can leverage them for your success. You can find the quiz on my website, but it's at BeccaPowers.com/links, L-I-N-K-S, BeccaPowers.com/links. And it's the first button on the top. It's called Work Persona Type Quiz. Go ahead, take the quiz, enjoy. And if you want to take it one step further, let me know your persona type. Anyways, let's get back to that show. It's tea time, baby.
So what is something that you're looking forward to?
What am I looking forward to? Just seeing the business continue to blossom, not start. It's already started. It's just continue to blossom because the more it does, the more lives we touch, the bigger change and impact that we bring to others. And that is, again, the driving force, right? Is to make an impact and change people's lives and help them. And that's what drives, I know, you and definitely me. And I just can't wait to see it keep exploding.
You know, there's two things that you've said in this episode so far that I really like, and it's impact and that transformational path. And I just want to say that this is bringing it back to it being Women's Month and employee appreciation and a topic that you really like, the power of and.
Yes.
So I want to just bring all of everything we talked about and talk about the power of and, because there's probably a lot of women listening right now that might be a stay-at-home mom or might be working full-time like you were. And a lot of things were clicking, but maybe meaningful work isn't one of them. Or maybe they have meaningful work, but it's not fun. So they need an outlet for something else. Why don't you tell the audience a little bit about the power of and? Because I know you love it.
Yes, I do. Because it was such a concept that blew my mind when you said it, when I read it in Harness Your Inner CEO. I was like, power of and? Wait, that's a thing? Like, you can do that?
And that's a thing.
Been all of things, Becca. I've been a stay-at-home mom. I've been a single mom. I have been that single mom trying to have a career and having to work from the ground up because I didn't go to college. And so I feel like I've done so many of these things, like huge, broad spectrum. And the power of and is in it all. So it's for the stay-at-home mom. It's for everybody. And the concept really is that when I was trying to be a working mom, it was hard to be a mom, a single mom, a working mom, just a human, a Lene, and, you know, yes, have my full life. What's that? Who am I? Those are down on the list, right? But I was being told that I was allowed to be all of those things, and I could be all of them at once, and they could all be meaningful and be my driving force, was just such a huge thing. It was permission to have all the things and be all the things, and that was okay. It was just trying to figure out how to keep them all working together, right? And sometimes they don't like to work together, yeah, but that's okay.
Very true.
The power of and is so powerful because
yes,
I thought it, if I was a stay-at-home mom, then that's all I was. I couldn't be anything else. And that is a really hard thing to feel. Like, it puts you in a box. It traps you. You get stuck.
And then so much more than that, right?
And your self-worth just goes down the toilet. And then how productive are you supposed to be in any part of mothering, of anything, being a spouse? You know, it's like, if you have no self-worth, then how are you supposed to do all the things, right? Yeah. So it always comes back to you. You got to remember to take care of yourself and make sure that you have that self-worth and know that you matter and what you do matters. Whether it's, you're like, I'm just a stay-at-home mom. You're not just a stay-at-home mom. It's so much more than that.
Yeah, you're pouring love into your children. You're defining them. You are paving a way for your future generations, to be honest.
Like, see, that's probably the hardest job I've ever had.
Yeah, I was just going to say, momming, that shit's hard.
That's the hardest job I've ever had. Everything else seemed like a cakewalk in life compared to being a stay-at-home mom or just even a mom in general. So I give a lot of props to every woman I come across in life, no matter if they have kids, they don't, they're married, you know, they're not. It's just, it's hard. But
it's hard to do all the things.
Yeah. You're not limited. You grab onto that power of and you remember that you matter and everything you do matters.
Whatever, I love that so much.
Feel that is.
Yeah, I love that so much. And I love that you talked about self-worth and self-care, because in the power of and, I'm extremely ambitious. So for me, I'm always like, oh, I'm a mom and I work full time and I have all this stuff. So those are like my ands. But the ands are also, Lene was saying, she's Lene and she's entitled to be Lene and take care of herself and have dreams and ambitions. Yeah. And so the and is really just so expansive and it's just such a gift. So for you listeners, hopefully this little conversation has been inspiring, because this is a gift for you. Give yourself permission to have the power of and amplify your life, because it can.
It absolutely can. And sometimes it just takes acknowledging it.
Yes.
And owning it and grabbing onto it and holding tight. I'm allowed. It's okay. I'm allowed to say yes to me and to what I want and to what's important to me. And then the rest can take off from there. Sometimes it's just that pivotal moment of grabbing onto that. It's all you need.
I love that. I love that so much. All right. So we are winding down. We have time for maybe like one more question.
I know.
It goes by so fast. What will it be? So I kind of asked you before, like, what are you looking forward to? But I would love to just ask, so what do you think is possible for us over the next 5 years? I just want to ask you that because I also want the listeners to think about what's possible for them 5 years from now. So there's this place of reflection and hope and optimism. So Lene, what's your answer? Such a dork. I can't help it.
I see us being in the biggest companies, the biggest monster companies, doing trainings and reaching thousands of employees at one time. Being on stages, not me, you'll be on stage.
Yeah, like I don't want to be on the
stage. Coordinating
that, Becca.
Yeah. Yeah. But being on, you know, the biggest stages in the world and globally, we're going to travel to other places. I know it. I feel it in my bones. I don't think a return to radiance is going to be your last book. I think that there's more coming, being in the biggest publications and just all of it. The sky is really the limit. And I see us just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And eventually you will not need or want to or have time to work any other job. This will be the whole thing. And I'm just so excited to be a part of it. And I feel honored and privileged to be a part of it. And I can't wait to see it all.
Yeah, all same here. I feel honored. And in sakes of Employee Appreciation Month, I was begging. I didn't have to beg. I'm just kidding. But I asked Lene to do this because I appreciate you so much. And it's for the listeners. I just want you to know that support is out there. There are people who believe in your dreams, maybe even more than you, if you have the courage to share them. And I remember meeting Lene, we clicked right away. So I was kind of just went into like my goofy self, but I was like, I got big dreams and they look like this. And she was like, I'll go. And I'm like, what? You'll come play with me. This is going to be fabulous. I think that I'm in a real space of appreciation for you and everything that you've helped us build. And for the listeners, I hope that if you're an employee, I hope that you are feeling appreciated for any reason. If you're not, don't stop dreaming. Know that you have things like the power of and. You are allowed to work full time and still have passions and things you can dump yourself into. If you're an employer, make sure you take time to appreciate your employees because it does matter.
It matters.
It really does. And, you know, if you're a working woman, just thank you. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for your contributions. And Lene, I don't know if you want to say anything to our listeners, but I'll give you a chance to, you know, share some empowering thought as we close out.
Well, I ditto everything you just said for sure. But also to entrepreneurs and people trying to strike out on their own and do what you did, Becca, it's very much possible. And everyone always tells Becca, I need a Lene. Everybody needs a Lene.
Everybody needs a Lene. It's true.
And as much as I'm like, thank you, what I do tell Becca is no, everyone needs someone that's going to support them and back them and help them again. Hitch my wagon to your star. You need someone that's willing to help you and back you and give you the support that you need to help see it all through. So I would say, you know, evaluate your life and see who those people are and hold tight to them and go all in and do what you got to do because you'll achieve those goals for sure.
Oh man, it gave me the goosebumps and that's so perfect. We're at 30 minutes. It flies by. It flies by. Lene, thank you for coming on. Thank you for everything you do. I couldn't do what I do without you. And the listeners want to be able to experience our world without you. So once again, thank you. And listeners, I hope you got a ton of value out of today's episode. And we'll see you next time.
Thanks for tuning in to the Empowered Half Hour, the podcast where we bring you empowering stories to help you overcome any obstacle and tap into your true potential. I'm so grateful to our guests for sharing their stories and inspiring us to let go of limitations, reconnect with our radiance, and soar into our success. Remember, you're capable of achieving great things. And when you unleash your unlimited potential, your whole world will change in the most unexpected and magical ways. If you enjoyed the Empowered Half Hour today, please give this host some love and leave us a review. You can also spread some positive tea today by sharing these episodes with your friends because empowered people empower people. Oh, and one more thing before we wrap up, grab your phone, unless you're driving, grab that phone, open Instagram, LinkedIn, or Facebook, whichever one's your fave. Search for @BeccaPowers1313. That's @BeccaPowers1313. And connect with me for daily empowering thoughts. You can DM me questions or just follow me for all things Becca. If you're driving, all that info is going to be in the show notes. Thanks for listening. And until next time, live empowered.